Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. Today, we are talking about legacy leadership, and this is part one of a two-part series that we're going to talk about the qualities that one needs to be an effective and powerful leader. And we're going to count them down in reverse order. So we're going to start 4, 3, 2, 1. And all of these, of course, are important elements for you to establish and sustain if you plan to be an effective leader. And it really doesn't matter what your title is or what your position is, because everyone can lead from where they are. But this is especially applicable to those of you that are in more visible leadership positions. So if you have been given the title of supervisor, if you've been given the title of manager, of coordinator, director, and the like, this is a message that I especially want you to take in, to connect to, because you are in what I call a formal position of leadership. Again, those of you that have been tuned in to Tailored for Success, you know that I believe that everyone is a leader. It's not about your title. It's not about your position. It's not about your salary. It's not about a special office or a special parking space. It's about who you are and how you are on a daily basis. So let's go ahead and get into the countdown. At number 4, we're talking about trustworthiness. Trustworthiness. So what does that mean? That means that your team members, that your customers and or clients know that they can count on you to do what you say you're going to do, to be where you say you're going to be. You are somebody who's reliable. They know that you're going to have their back. They know that you're going to support them, that you're going to come with encouragement. You're steadfast and you're consistent. Trustworthiness. Your employees, your customers can rely on you. They can count on you, again, to do what you say you're going to do and be where you say you're going to be. That's very important if you want to be an effective leader. And again, we're talking about establishing legacy leadership. What does that mean? That means that even after you leave that position, you leave that particular organization or company, that people remember the type of leader you were, that you have made a powerful impact and had a great influence not only on the people that worked for you, but the organization as a whole. So I wanted to just backtrack and include that that's what we're talking about when we're talking about legacy leadership. We're talking about leaving something behind. Even after you're gone, people remember what you have done. It has a lasting and positive effect. Let's continue on with our list. So number 4, trustworthiness. Number 3, motivation. Motivation. If you are going to be an effective leader, you have to be someone who motivates. Who motivates. And what does that mean? You can instill and invoke people to positive action. You can help to pull out their best. It also means that you have the skills to mentor and to coach, to direct people in a way that influences them to become their very best. So motivation, you must have the ability to motivate and bring out the best in your team. Number 2, we're getting close to number 1 here, honesty and integrity. Honesty and integrity. I think this is tightly tied with number 4, where we talked about trustworthiness, honesty and integrity. Again, people understand that you shoot from the hip, you give it to them straight, with tact and diplomacy, mind you, but you convey your ideas, feelings, thoughts, and opinions in a way that is honest, but people can receive it. Even if they disagree with it, You bring it in a way that has integrity, honesty, and respect. And that's just an extra we're going to throw in there, and respect. So honesty and integrity. People understand that you're someone who does things by the book. You're someone that is an upstanding individual. And that is really important if you want to get buy-in from your team members. Number one, drum roll, please, is communication skills. Communication skills. We must be able to clearly, concisely, and effectively communicate with our team members. And again, this is going, all of these qualities are going to serve you not only as a leader at work, but as a leader in your home, in your community, at church, wherever you are. These are what we call transferable skills. And so they're going to be applicable no matter what area that you're in, whether we're talking about home or work. But number one, communication skills. And might I add that this has to do with not only how you communicate verbally, but how you communicate in the written word as well. You know, we talk a lot about in my workshops about email etiquette. And there's a lot of jobs now where there's a lot of direct messaging and chatting. It's a normal part. I know of a workplace where they don't have phone extensions. They don't use phone extensions. They use a direct messaging application. And so being able to write and convey your message appropriately and, again, tactfully and with diplomacy through the written word is just as important as how you communicate verbally. So your communication skills must be powerful. And just a reminder that here at Tailored for Success, Tailored for You Enterprises, that is one of my primary focuses. I work with entrepreneurs and employees to help strengthen their interpersonal skills and to communicate with confidence and to communicate clearly, powerfully, and effectively their thoughts, feelings, and ideas to their customers, their colleagues, and the like. So if you are needing help in that area, please do not hesitate to reach out. You can go to the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. So again, let's go through that list. We're talking about legacy leadership today here on Tailored for Success. Number four, trustworthiness. Number three, motivation. Number two, we've got the dynamic duo of honesty and integrity. And number one, communication skills. So tune in this Thursday here at Tailored for Success, where we're going to do another countdown, another list about establishing the qualities that you'll need to establish legacy leadership. Until next time, the best is yet to come.